ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting. Stories we hope to live to.
Everyone, Andrew here. Thank you for checking out part one of my Helltown episodes here. This episode is going to focus on the time I spent at a cemetery that I discovered there in Boston and our hike to Helltown. This won't include the investigation footage from Helltown. There is so much footage that it would have made it a really long episode, and ending it after our hike up felt like a natural ending point, so I decided to end it there. So this episode is going to contain videos and pictures from a cemetery I found and checked out. Really old, beautiful, cool cemetery that's probably one of my favorites now. And then I include video footage and pictures from our hike from the parking lot in like Little Town area up to Helltown itself. Very beautiful, scenic hike up, gorgeous woods and hiking trails, and we had some cool encounters on the way up there. And Cody talks about some cool legends and gives some very interesting Bigfoot info. And we encounter a few little weird things, and then the spirit box starts acting up. But come back next week for the investigation footage at Helltown itself.
Well, I have begun my excursion to Helltown. I'm here at a little cemetery across the street, actually, first. I got here a little early before everyone else. So I wanted to check out this beautiful little cemetery here. So what do you say we take a stroll?
As you can see here, the cemetery really is beautiful. And it was giving off some really neat energy. It was giving off peaceful vibes since it is a very well-kept. But it was giving off a lot of old energy as well. Like you could tell that there have been spirits here that have been calling this place home for an incredibly long time.
So like I said when I first got here, this is a really pretty cemetery. Really small as you can see. Just this one dirt road that winds its way around. So I'm currently driving around it. Some really old tombstones. Then some that aren't really that old. So it's really interesting. I wanted to see this one, Brannan. Man, I wish Megan was with me. She'd be loving this. I don't even know what that one says, but look how far into the ground it is. So, look at this one. This little guy here is completely faded, weathered, washed away. Nothing there on both sides. I'm guessing this is to replace that one, or like in addition to that one. Look at those dates. 1787 to 1835. It's incredible. And then over here, I love this one. Sally Waite. 34 years old, I think that says. And look at these. The reason I wanted to come over here, there's a few that have similar burn style markings as the witch's circle. I'm interested to take a look, see what these guys got going on here, because they're all pretty close to each other. What the hell is happening here? That's wild. I haven't seen wear and tear like that before. Can't really read you. This is where I need my team for. Look at these. This is incredible. Hopefully I don't get locked in here. I can read that one. Well, Jane, Robert, and his wife. Just look at that. And they got that big guy back there, too. 1850, he died. There's some more with some wild deterioration signs. Nice little view down there. But like I said, like, this is, I'm most of the way through it now at this point. Now this right here, this looks just like you would buy at a Halloween store. Died in 1819. Holy shit. I think that one says. Alright, I gotta get some pictures of these. I might have to do a little video call ski with Megan.
So as I've said, this was a really cool cemetery, and I didn't even know it existed until I had got here and was sitting around just looking through Google Maps. And I think it's quickly become one of my favorite cemeteries I've visited. Like, even just looking at these tombstones here, the weathering on them is so cool and unique. These pits on this one are like little canyons. A lot of them remind me of the Erie Cemetery, the Witch's Circle ones. Then you've got these little old ones, and they're from the early 1800s to mid-1800s. It's just an incredible little cemetery that I have fallen in love with. And then there's this stone, which the weathering looks like a person. Totally creepy. Probably my favorite one there. And then this one was really cool because it had broken in two places and was fixed. And then there was this little guy. So I loved it, but it was time to go. Immediately upon arriving, I will say I was very impressed to see that this was a built-up area for hikers with lots of hiking trails.
Before we reach the blocked-off part of the road?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the house that that school bus stopped off at.
Oh, I read about that one.
Well, I sat down and started watching some videos, of course, just to make sure I was getting the accurate history. But yeah, like, pull, stop the person or the bus back here. They went back to the house back there and ended up, when they opened up the door, all the cult members came in and got them.
Jesus. So, like, was there ever, like, a reason for the bus? I can only find, like,
no.
But, like, scary story things, like, people would be like, it was parked there and, like, all the children died and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I've found out. And they state that the bus is still on the property. But you're supposed to see it when you first get into town of where it's at.
That's wild. Hopefully it's still there. They've done a good job just even making these trails.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, legit, like.
You know, see, those trails are like that. Biking trails, they're definitely asphalt or concrete like this. Those might be dirt.
It feels like concrete. I'm not sure what it is, because it is hard.
Concrete.
All right.
The trail had been absolutely beautiful to this point. Forest was gorgeous, but do keep in mind that we just determined that the ground felt like concrete. That'll be important.
Even just right here, like, so close to the road, like, the forest is already so thick. Like,
yeah.
That patch, you already can't see across it.
don't remember what the horror movie was about back here, but it was, I mean, that is a scary, sketchy-looking bridge, I'm not gonna lie.
So this was a canal lock.
Well, I can honestly say I've never stood on a canal lock before. Something or somebody has been crossing there because of the ground being tore up.
Yeah, almost like a game trail.
Creepy tunnel, check.
That could be my first thought was
the dead end road's right on the other side of the canal.
Hmm. That looks crazy.
Water over there explains the influx of mosquitoes all of a sudden.
Bastards.
One of us put bug spray on.
Do you guys need bug spray?
If you have some, I might steal it from you actually. Like trying to get to the water and back, or just moseying around?
Well, depending on how soft the ground is, it could be medium clay. Then again, with how these walls are,
it could be camouflage.
I would definitely wouldn't say it's anything heavy because you're not seeing trails.
That's swampy.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm saying if it's a heavier, you'd see prints.
Definitely not deer or bear. Are you going first?
So, is there going to be like a troll jumping out asking us three questions?
Hopefully.
Mary.
I started our, like, spirit box app, and it just came through just saying married.
Good to know. The bridge troll is married.
Yeah. Well, if question number one's married, I'm married and you two are engaged, right?
Yeah.
See? That was an easy question to pass. He's not going to throw us off for that. That is crazy. That is so swampy down there.
Yeah.
Half expecting an alligator to like pop up.
That would definitely put damper on continuing.
If he comes up, I'm walking the other direction.
I could see though, even just from this little area, that like any legend about like a giant mutant python or snake very easily could.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Ohio has a but yeah, no, that's what I would definitely say, because I know Ohio does have a cryptid that is supposed to be a giant python, in which areas like this definitely make it easier to say yes to, because, like I said, you don't see any foot trails going through.
Mm-mm.
Over there. You just see brush.
Right.
You got a normal living quarter for pythons right there.
And deer are back here, probably coyotes and other things for it to prey on.
Yeah.
Like, and even as you were checking out the end down there, I mentioned to to her, I'm like, oh, great, there's a creepy tunnel check. So I could easily crawl in and out of that tunnel.
I know, of course. I come back and I see her just going.
Oh, is that a deer?
Start.
That's why I stopped,
because I was like... I think it was just
chilling, though. See, that's a good sign. I don't care where you're at. If you see wildlife, it's always a good sign of something bigger always going at it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Took two of them down there, actually?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I don't know why you're going off already. Well, you guys have like 1,000 spirits around you. I have mine, so, you know, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised. Are either of them the famous Puff Weddings I've heard about?
They could have came, so maybe there's more than two.
Yeah, those deer are
maybe their
running.
Own thing.
The deer are still running down this trail straight.
You are just joining us on this hike.
See, now this is where we're going to get fun. The cemetery is right there.
Yeah, yeah, that's literally where I just was. That's crazy. So from the cemetery, I couldn't even see that this trail was down here.
Well, there's a cemetery there. There's a cemetery, it's either on the main road that we just came down, or the one going up above the church.
But yeah, there's two cemeteries in this town. One's on the outskirts, the other's in the heart of it. I'm really curious to know where the walking trail continues to go.
She is like a photographer. So like, I was like, my God, like this would be exactly what you want. Just like isolated trails. There's a f-ing crane in the swamp, or egret, whatever that is. Like, just.
Did you miss it?
Apparently.
It's going that way.
Oh. I'm
like, I think you're looking like you're looking for it.
Just caught it as it was flying away. I'm like, oh, giant winged bird.
The one thing I'm itching is for a Bigfoot call. But I'm wanting to get away from, like, everybody in town before I let one go. The last thing I need is somebody to put on the BFRO website that we heard a Bigfoot call in Helltown, Ohio.
No, just us.
And then you got me answering the call back thinking it's an actual Bigfoot getting all excited. I need to add a wooden baseball bat to our gear.
For defense, or is there another use for it?
Knox. For Bigfoot.
Oh. That's crazy.
I know we haven't encountered anything really spooky yet, other than some spirit box activity, but I wanted to show off the hike into Helltown. You know, whenever I hear about Helltown and, you know, think about walking into it, I picture these spooky, abandoned, evil woods, but that wasn't the hike at all. It was really beautiful and peaceful, a lot of energy in these woods here. And it was even cool seeing history with the channel lock from the Erie Canal. You know, I love the Erie Canal, so being able to walk over and through part of its history was really, really cool here, especially seeing the game trails in there. You know, seeing that nature, you know, through animals, frequents this area. You know, whether it's deer, coyotes, rabbits, bears, if there's any bears in the area. It's really cool to see this area being used by animals. Even if you don't believe in cryptids like Bigfoot or the Python, seeing regular nature, normal nature, you know, using this area and thriving here is really cool. And so I encourage anyone to go on a hike through this area. One thing, you know, I mentioned is you can feel the energy of the area. And the closer you get to Helltown, the energy starts to spike and change. I don't want to say it necessarily gets bad, but you can start feeling very quickly that you're not alone. You know, there are the sensations that there's things around you are watching you, but like you can just, it feels like you're walking through people or among crowds of people. And I think that's why the spirit box started to go off more and more the closer we got there, even without words. You know, it was setting off the like proximity detector and the EMF detector on it. So definitely as we got closer, despite being in this beautiful area, you know, spirit activity was starting to pick up and energies were starting to pick up.
I haven't found a giant penguin or a giant, I got jackrabbits, but those are like Texas. What up, Brave Ohio Spook Seeker? Right now I'm Helltown, Ohio. Walking the back trail to trying to go see some abandoned buildings. Thank you for the follow, TT.
When I was at the cemetery, there were like a horse ranch behind the cemetery. We would have passed it, but... Do you hear me? No?
You're probably like right on the other side of the tree line.
And they were like big, beautiful horses, like...
Yeah, that's a sign up there. Has to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonder how the skiing is out here.
Or a swamp. Can I see your phone? Check the
Matt. Grapple.
But you see and enjoy the
Nice little swampy swamp down there. I made a bridge troll asked if someone was married.
No, it'd be a little bit wider than that. That is a landmark on where we're at. More beautiful. Yeah, there's the road. The abandoned one. Mile marker 21.
Pretty sure it's a swamp over here.
I guarantee you can find out real quick.
Now, are there any legends of northern Bigfoot liking swamps, or is that just like the skunk apes and stuff?
Rule of thumb, and this is just what I've learned, as long as there are various in which we have some back there, I'm pretty sure there's some right in here. There's also probably a bunch of edible food in there. Big game, in which we saw the deer.
Yep.
We're in the middle of the woods. there's food. I know there's water around here that they can drink. So hands down, there may be a unit living in this area.
Yeah. It's got the makings. And I mean, those deer, those are healthy deer too, so there are definitely things to eat.
Melon heads? Yes. And there's plenty of them in Ohio.
Is that a type of plant or?
That is a cryptid where it's a human-like person, but they got swollen heads.
Oh!
That is a drawing. From whom? I have no clue.
That's like classic movie-like Bigfoot trail.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like snapping the trees as it's walking.
My only problem is it a little too low?
True.
He could have walked over it.
Oh no, hands down, they definitely could have walked over it. Hello, baby.
Hey.
No, I did not.
Well, that person must have been running hard if that's a shoe.
The weird part is that the angle I was looking, it looked like there were toes. But as you can see, it's a little wider than my... What?
It said more.
Well, thanks for her saying it's wider than my foot.
It does kind of look like toes, I see what you mean. Like, it looks like the big toe wrapping around the outside.
But
like toe tips.
The actual circulation of it has shoes. And this is dirt that we're now on.
That's a tough fucking...
Yeah, no.
Ask you trying to...
Yeah.
How are you?
You were just scraping there.
I can't come fucking close to it.
Yeah, you're making more of a mess doing that. Than them hitting
this.
Did?
I did make a mess.
But you're not seeing any more of that down the trail.
No.
So.
I got no idea.
That is weird.
Like.
Yeah, because I'm 300 pounds and I ain't making shit.
You're not even leaving a footprint.
All right, hold this. I gotta.
You left a tread mark.
Yeah, I was more or less trying to get that, the weight there.
Yeah. That was weird.
Got one of my pants.
I was Bigfoot wearing shoes out here. Like, I don't know what else made that mark.
I have no clue what made that mark, but... I know we're on dirt now, not the concrete trail.
So it's not molded into the concrete.
Yeah. My only guess is it was wet back there because now you're starting to see.
Nope.
God damn. Motherfucker's got a huge foot.
That is a literal Bigfoot.
I guess our Bigfoot do wear tennis shoes out here. See, I'm getting all excited because now we're on softer ground. Where you can see the trail.
Yeah, and we know it's possible to see tracks. Like something weird pops up, it's gonna be obvious.
I know, and I don't have a kit to mold the weird.
We're digging it out.
Hopefully somebody's got a shovel. I forgot that one too.
Who are they?
Who's who?
Yeah, who's who? I'm Andrew.
I'm Cody.
I'm Amber.
Who are you? Parker got me. Oh, that's it. I'm officially hurt on the job now. That is some, like, Jurassic Park tall grass right there.
Yeah, that's the grass that I was talking about for the creature that I saw.
That's the... That thing would be huge.
Yeah. Because that's up to my head now.
And, like, I know the tips aren't thick, but the base is thick down there. Like, that's not easy to move through grass.
No.
There's probably a swamp in there, too.
Probably. Everything's a swamp.
I'm going to say anything that isn't what we can walk through, most likely going to be wet and squishy.
Worship.
Worship? Are we near church?
The church is down the road.
Huh?
But that right there is the infamous home.
Oh, like the school bus home?
Yeah.
Oh.
But seeing them cars there means somebody's...
That grass is a little flat.
Yeah, might have been a deer bedding. But, yeah, that's showing a lot of grass.
Hi, deer. We don't mean to enter into your
hiding area. You're stopping the phone.
Yeah.
So.
It says no horses over here.
It said no horses on the trail.
Huh.
So, we can continue on down the road or go towards the falls.
That's where it was.
That's the way I normally come in.
Oh. Yeah, we can go that way.
Okay.
Even smells like a swamp.
Thank you again for checking out this video. I hope you enjoyed the pictures and videos of our time at the cemetery and then the hike up to Helltown. Make sure you come back next week to check out our time at Helltown itself. We got a lot of amazing pictures and video evidence, had a blast and a great time. I'm already talking with Cody about going up there again, so hopefully this time I can get Alex and Megan to go with me. Great time. Loved it. Can't wait to go back. Make sure you're using the links below to check out Paranormality Magazine. You can vote in their monthly poll to keep us in the top 10. We have a pretty damn good streak going right now. And then make sure you're checking out the Etsy store as well to buy all of the merch. We're always adding some new stuff in there. I'm always designing new t-shirts, and I'm always trying to work with another artist to come up with some new designs. So check that out as well. But that'll do it for today. Come back next time for some more amazing footage. Stay in the light.